Joining us now, though, is former Met center fielder, one of the heroes of those 86 Mets. It's Mookie Wilson who joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we're going to talk life, baseball, and the 86 Mets. It's the release of the paperback edition on the heels of the release of the hardcover book a number of years back. Mookie, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's really a pleasure. I'm based in New York. I lived in New York when the Mets were doing their magic in 1986, and it really was a memorable time here in New York, and the New York Mets took over this town, and that 86 group was something else. So reflect a little bit upon that group and those times and just that great team and that magical run under Davey Johnson.
Well, it was a great time. I mean, the team was outstanding. What a collection of ball players. I'm talking, you know, they were just, it would be a perfect teammates in spite of what people may hear or read about them. I can't think of a better team I've ever been on. I mean, those guys, they really were dedicated to winning ball games. This is what they were. They were baseball players, and we captivated the city. Overshadowed the Yankees, which was always a great thing for any Met fan or Met player, you know, to be talked about before the Yankees. And we owned the town, you know, in the mid-'80s. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was a great team. And to watch that team grow into the juggernaut that it was unbelievable.
And a number of years back, you released a hardcover version of Mookie, Life, Baseball, and the 86 Mets. You now release a paperback issue with an afterword, as it were, that reflects on the writing process and the response from those in the media like myself and the fans on the initial release. So talk about this and what it adds to the hardcover book and why, even if you have the hardcover, you need to go out and get the paperback.
Well, the hardcover is really amazing. I mean, I started out writing it, and, you know, just like anything else, you never know how it's going to turn out from the beginning to the end. And I just started the hardcover. It's about Mookie Wilson's and Mookie Wilson's life and his journey to end up playing in New York. It's not a baseball book, so you're not going to see a lot of stats on Mookie Wilson hit this, Mookie Wilson stole this many bases, Mookie Wilson did that. I think you can Google me and find all that stuff out, you know. But so I wanted to give the fans something different, something that they didn't know about Mookie Wilson, something to explain who Mookie Wilson really is and what he had to endure to get where he is. And that is what the hardcover really is all about. Very interesting. But to explain Mookie Wilson, you got to talk about the 86 Mets. So that, because that was a big part of my life. So there is a chapter dedicated to the 86 Mets. But the whole book is not about baseball. And like I say, coming into the paperback is just talking about my experiences in writing the book and the response that I got from the book. And hopefully the book did what I wanted to do, and that was to inform, encourage, and inspire people to move on.
Right. And, you know, that's the interesting thing. Yeah, baseball is a big part of the picture with this book, but there's so much more here. As you said, it's the story of Mookie Wilson, what he had to endure, the challenges. Talks about even the challenges of being a Major League Baseball player. You know, those that of us that haven't been able to have that great accomplishment, we think it's all peaches and cream and that it's easy.
Well, I think that when we talk about professional athletes and what they mean to communities and to the you know, financial world, is that we do tend to forget that these baseball players, basketball player athletes have personal lives, and sometimes those personal lives does not project that, you know, happy-go-lucky attitude that we sometimes project on the field. And baseball is an outlet for a lot of people. So I want people to understand that, hey, yes, I had a great time playing baseball, but I had some adversity going along with it, you know, that, you know, didn't really, you know, affect my game, but it affected me personally and what Mookie Wilson wanted to achieve in life, you know, for his goal accomplishment. So, yes, the book is about baseball, a little bit about baseball, but in those baseball stories, there's some life stories there also.
You know, and that's interesting, you know, because as you said, they see the athlete and they think, oh, this is great. He's getting paid to do something that he would love to do for free. But there's another part of this. You know, you have to do all the things. You have to deal with all the things that the rest of us have to deal with. But there's also the added pressure of celebrity and being a role model. How was that to deal with, the additional pressures of being said celebrity and the expectations of being a role model instead of just being a guy who goes to work every day and does his job?
Well, I think that that's one thing that gets overshadowed. And, you know, I've heard one athlete say one time, well, I didn't ask to be a role model. Well, no, he didn't. You didn't. But that goes along with the territory. I mean, this is part of what you inherit when you become a professional athlete, because people are going to watch your every move. They're going to listen to your every word. So everything you do becomes public knowledge, particularly now with the social media going on. I mean, there's no secrets whatsoever. So you have to be very careful. You can't be the average Joe on the street. Things that they may do on the street, no one notices. But if you do it, it's news. It's front page news. And this is what we have. And this is some of the pressures that you have to deal with. You have to deal with everybody wants to be part of your world. And now we see how that what that happens to a lot of the young players that has come, even back in the day when I played. I mean, some young players really struggled, you know, with that, you know, and you have to be able to deal with that. And that's not easy. It's not as easy to say it is done. I've heard people say many times, well, if I was making that kind of money, I wouldn't do this. You don't know that because you don't understand the pressures that these guys are under. And it's very difficult.
Well, we got about a minute left here, Mookie. And I the book, again, you want to talk about a great book, Mookie, Life, Baseball, and the 86 Mets. It's in paperback now, all the usual outlets. 2015 Mets, boy, can they pitch from inning one to inning nine. I'm wondering if they can hit enough to win the near 90 games that they'll need to make the playoffs. Are you as optimistic as I am about the Mets? I really think they're going to be the interesting team in town here in New York, and that there's a chance that they can make a run. We got about a minute, so break it down for us.
Well, I think that anytime you have the young players like the Mets have, I'm talking a lot of young ball players, and there's always optimism. And I think that they are exciting pitching, and I agree with you. I think that this season is going to depend on what, how many runs they can score. And if they can score early enough to give these young kids that's pitching a chance to breathe and not have to worry about, you know, striking guys out and stuff like that. They can give up a couple of runs here and there and still win ball games. So offense is going to be the key, and staying healthy. That's always going to be big for any organization, and particularly when you have young ball players who don't have the experience to fall back on.
Mookie, thanks so much for these few minutes. It was truly a pleasure. You're welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime. Best of luck going forward, my friend.
Man, thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Mookie Wilson joining us here on The Attack.